Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten, guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that, a team named that. Scramblers, that's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI. Sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack.
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bullseye Sports. Grab fashion by the horns. Grant Rods. Photo Ball Marker. McNally 22. UFO Tour Golf. And Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks. Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. Subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk in iTunes, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store as well. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick. As we head into the end of April, and boy, oh boy, I'm so glad to see April go and get out of here, and hopefully Mother Nature takes the rain with her. Golf has started here in the Midwest, but boy, it's been a wet, wet few weeks, and been a wet start to the season here in the Midwest. And Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, Big John Vick along with you, Dennis the Menace Whitten with your news is going to be joining us, and Boxer Shorts is the executive producer. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. The Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, how are you, my friend?
How you doing, brother? Everything's doing well on my side of the world.
I know it is, man. You just got back from a trip. You were out at French Lick Resort golfing out there, and it sounds like you had a great time out there.
Yeah, it was really, really nice out there. It was beautiful. It was my first time out in that particular part, southern Indiana. The lieutenant governor was there. They had a really, you know, bunch of nice announcements out there, and hopefully we'll have them on the show. I got a couple contacts for us. They're celebrating French Lick's Resort. Donald Ross Course is 100 years old.
Wow.
And it's incredibly, I mean, it's short, but incredibly tough to play. And to celebrate it, all the guys that are there are playing in knickers. Now, you know, Golf Knickers, a sponsor of Biggs. So I found that really cool. So they actually buy it from them, and their whole entire staff is that way. And then another thing that they had, the big media announcement, was that French Lick Resort and the LPGA announced the formation of the Senior LPGA Championship. And it's going to be held July 10th and 12th at the Pete Dye Course. And that's going to be huge. They got huge support, and Golf Channel is going to be there. So we'll have more information for our audience as it comes out.
Congratulations to my son, Spider Brennan. He won his first match just the other day, his first high school golf match. So congratulations. He had a 55 on his match and beat his opponent, and his team won that match. And he had a great deal to do with that because he won his match. And so he got his first win under his belt as a high school golf player, and we just want to wish him a big, big congratulations. And I'm very, very proud of him as well. By the way, French Lick Resort, a great resort to get to. Check out French Lick Resort. Look them up online, and we're going to get French Lick on the show to talk about what they have to offer. And Billy, you were just in love. I know I seen that picture of you just standing on top of the tee box, and it looks like you were in heaven.
That, you know what that was, Biggs? That was behind the green. It's called a volcano sand bunker. You know where I was standing? Just to the right of me was a hole with sand in it.
Oh, wow.
And it's the highest point in southern Indiana.
No kidding.
It's the highest. You can't get any higher anywhere around there. Because Pete, when they made that course, he brought in mounds and mounds and mounds of dirt. And the elevation is crazy. The greens are amazing. I mean, the course is in spectacular condition. And when I saw that spot and the way it showed the clouds and everything, I ran up there. And actually, Chuck took the picture.
You know, so photo credit to Chuck, the great photographer
absolutely.
He is. Yep.
Yes, I didn't want to blow up his spot, but we ended up following each other on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
So I tagged him, and I did give him his photo credit. Because, I mean, I told him what I wanted. I told him what I was doing, and I ran up that hill.
Right.
And it was just breathtaking. The views from everywhere, and the kind of history everywhere you look, from trees that used to be the tee boxes in the 1800s. It's incredible. But, you know, we'll get into that when we have
absolutely.
More time.
All right, we need to get to our golf news. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in a full line of men's plus fours, golf knickers as we know it. To complement those knickers, their line has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, and golfers around the world. They're committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played. In Golf Knickers, enter promo code BIGG to get your 10% off your Golf Knickers at golfknickers.com. And on today's show, we have John McGuire from Game Golf and Joe Foley from the USGA to talk about the new rules. And I'm going to ask them that tough question. Why are they allowing call-ins? We're going to find that out later on in the program. All here on Biggs Golf Talk, and don't forget about your Golf Life Report. And here's your golf news with Dennis Witten.
This week's news I call the good and the eh. And we're going to start out with the good that we have for you this week. Is new partners, even though they had similar results, out at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans this week. Patrick Reed, who everybody would be used to seeing partnered with Jordan Spieth, took on a new partner, and another Patrick this week. So we got the Patrick twins playing as Reed and Patrick Cantlay opened the Zurich Classic of New Orleans with a round of 68. And in fact, they're in second place now after the second round, firing a 62 in round two. Patrick Reed is thriving once again in a team game, even if he doesn't have the usual sidekick of Jordan Spieth or the partisan crowds that fueled his passionate play in the past. That being, of course, at the Ryder Cup. Everybody, I'm sure, knows that. The United States hasn't had a pairing more successful than Reed and Jordan Spieth over the past few years. But Spieth is playing alongside Ryan Palmer at this week's Zurich Classic of New Orleans. That opened the door for Reed to pair with another player who's more concerned about making birdies than making friends. And that's, of course, as I said, Patrick Cantlay. The Patricks shot a 10-under-62 in Friday's four balls format to pull within a shot of the lead at the midway mark. So they're doing good in round two. As I said, they're tied for second with another good round on Friday. And we'll see how they do the rest of the weekend here as play gets underway for the third round today. And our final, or should I say our news of the day, also at the Zurich Classic, the PGA Tour hands out its first slow play penalty since 1995. And the part of this that's bizarre is this is the first team event on the PGA Tour in 36 years. And it's also now produced the first penalty on the PGA Tour for slow play since 1995. The PGA Tour officials say that Miguel Angel Cabrera and Brian Campbell were penalized one shot on the 14th hole of Thursday's opening round at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans for their second bad time. They opened with a 74 in foursomes. They were on the clock when Cabrera went over his allotted time on the 12th hole. Then Campbell had a bad time on the 14th hole. Typically, a player receives a warning after the first bad time and a one-shot penalty after his second. However, because they were a team in foursomes, the rules specify that a player includes his partner. Until Thursday, the last time a PGA Tour player was penalized one shot for pace of play was Glenn Day in the third round of the 1995 Honda Classic. So while I don't like the pace of play rules completely, they have a place. They have kept things moving along better. You know, jury's still out, but I feel bad for these guys because they're playing in pairs, and they both probably thought, hey, I haven't been warned, and guess what? We gotcha. So that does it for our news, and again, our news is sponsored by Golf Knickers, the world's largest retailer of classic golf apparel, specializing in a full line of men's plus four or golf knickers. And if you go to their website, which is golfknickers, KNICKERS.com, golfknickers.com, and you enter the promo code BIGG, you can get 10% off of all your apparel today. More of Big's Golf Talk coming up right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit readyputt.com. That is readyputt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts, that's GOLFDOTZ.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
Welcome back to Big's Golf Talk, right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as I teed up on 6789. Bill the Golf Father Cuevas out there at French Lick Resort golfing. And he's having a good time out there, so he couldn't join us for this interview. But he'd be joining us later on in the program. Now, we have talked about the PGA Merchandise Show last couple of weeks, about the last month and a half, 2 months, about what Billy and I have come across out there. We have done Facebook live feeds from out there. One of the things, and one of our most viewed Facebook live feed, was the interview with John McGuire from Game Golf. And we kind of teased you about what was coming for 2017 in Game Golf. Well, that time has come, but before we talk about what is being launched this coming Monday, I want to bring in the CEO of Game Golf to talk about leading up to that launch, the stats. We want to talk about numbers and how it helps you, the amateur golfer out there, and how it helps me with my game as well. John McGuire, welcome in to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Hey, John, great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure having you on, sir. Always a pleasure. And always supporting Game Golf. And, you know, there's so many competitors out there. And I told David this when your right-hand man, David. I told him this the other day. I said, you know, there's a lot of competitors out there. But what seems to be happening is Game Golf is staying one step ahead of your competitors.
We are certainly trying our best. Yeah, look, we do some simple things, right? We listen to our customers. We collect data from our customers, and we try our best to listen to that data and to work on products that are less of what we think and more of what the customer feedback tells us. So if we continue to do that, as well as trying to be innovative, and come up with brand new stuff, then I think that gives us a real opportunity to stay ahead of the curve and to continue delivering value for the golf industry. That's what we're trying to do here.
Game Golf, stat tracking tool, also a great online community of golfers creating so much different things for the golfer out there. But you guys are really taking it up to another level. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Game Golf stats. And the biggest database of amateur golf data in the world is done by Game Golf.
Yeah, we say that, and that is true. You know, in terms of on-course play, Game Golf has the largest database, in the industry right now. So we're over 1.5 million rounds. So we're actually approaching 2 million rounds of golf on our system now. And that is, you know, who's golfing, where they golf, what equipment they're using, the performance that they're getting out of that equipment. And by performance, I mean driving distance, fairway, their statistics such as fairway accuracy, green and regulation, sand save, scrambling, and club performance. Got some very interesting data. I know there were some reports by the governing bodies recently where they talked to, with the increases in driver technology and in club technology, that the distances are increasing. But, you know, for the average golfer, which is everybody else, lower than five handicap golfer, well, your driving distance on average comes in at about 250. For those that are less than 10, they're hitting at about 231. For golfers out there that are between a handicap 10 and 19, they're coming in at about 215. And then, 19 to 28 and above, you're at anything from 195 to 177. So you've arranged there, I think, from 250 yards to the really, five handicap or two, 177 or less for the higher handicap golfers. From an age profile, our database at least is showing that, between 20 and 30, your 20 to 30 year olds are hitting at 238 yards. 30 to 40 year olds are hitting at 231 yards. 40 to 50 are hitting at about 220. 50 to 60, 211 yards. And then greater than 60 is under the 196 type stuff. And so that's interesting data. And what we found is 94% of all golfers select the wrong club when they're going for the green. And if you look at the age differences, anything from 20 to 60, as you increase in age, you hit it lower or you hit it less distance. And I think what happens out there, I think what I'm beginning to see is that people's perception is slightly off because they used to be able to hit it that distance in the past. I think there's a decent percentage of golfers out there that carry that with them, thinking that they still can hit those irons and drivers except for the same distance as they get older. But the reality is they actually don't. The data shows that. So, you know, then to make this data interesting, so it's one thing having the data, and then how does that person that's in your car, he's driving from work or to work, or he's driving to the golf course and he's listening to this radio show, how's game golf useful for them? So we have a thing called benchmarks, a feature called benchmarks, that we actually modeled off something Nike did in 2008. Nike did this thing called head-to-head in the NFL, where they allowed, basically they got access to the tour players, they got access to the NFL professional players, to their data, and it allowed for high schools and collegiates and you know, just people that are out there at the weekend playing, it was more focused actually around collegiate, now that I think about it, in high schools. It allowed them to compare themselves against the professionals in the sport. So what we've done is we've created what we call benchmarks, where you can benchmark yourself under a number of different headings against whatever type of golfer you'd like to be. So let's say you want to be scratch, or you want to play off 10, or you want to break 10, or let's say you play off 15, but you want to go to the next level. So in our system today on gamegolf.com, you can actually go in there and you can, let's say you want to be this season, you want to come in at between 75 and 80. Well, if you do want to do that, then you need to be hitting 51% of fairways. So, you know, fairway accuracy needs to come in around 51%. So there's a goal straight away to be hitting, you know, half of the fairways on the course that you're playing that day. That's the type of thing you need to be doing to come in at the 75 to 80 range. You know, greens in regulation needs to be about 52%. You know, you need to be coming in under 2 putts per hole, so it's coming in at about 1.79 putts. So, you know, giving yourself a goal of hitting no more than two, and definitely less than two on each hole. So, you know, now the next time you go to the golf course, you really have some specific goals, pretty simple goals, actually, that, okay, now I know how many fairways to get to this score. I know how many fairways I need to hit. I know the type of GIR, you know, I know GIR, where I need to be coming in on that. Number of putts, I need to be less than two. It just, you know, you pick three or four of these different things from benchmarks, have them as your goals for the season. And if there's one thing I know from running this company and from the things that I've done in the past, you know, if you set yourself targets, whether they're realistic, achievable or not, you have a chance of getting there.
The stats, the numbers don't lie. And it's black and white when you are a game golf user. Now, you guys are really taking it to another level. Monday is the big launch of something special, and I know you're very excited, John McGuire, so I'm going to let you make that announcement.
The PGA of America is a partner of ours, and their mission is twofold. One is to serve their members, which are the 28,000 teaching professionals across the United States, and the other is to grow the game of golf. And in our office, we have, on one of our walls, we have exactly that mission, because they're very closely connected with us. So I believe if we can help them do those two things, if we can help them grow the game, we have everybody in it, including competitors. The whole industry lives if we can help do that. And serving their members is something that we can do through our, you know, it's also through the features of the system. So Monday we're launching the coaches dashboard. And really this is, you know, the PGA have been asking us for a while now to be a little bit more strategic around their 28,000 teaching professionals. Help us help them, in terms of their coaching, to make life a little bit easier for them. So we've come up with this coach's dashboard, which will basically, you know, it's as simple as this. It allows for a coach to log into our system. We identify and know that he's a coach. And then he'll have a list of his students. He can click on any one of his students, and then a dashboard will come up. And on that dashboard, we have everything in one location. We have strokes gained. We have the benchmarks, we have the approaching the green, the driving distance, and a notes section where both the student and the coaches can interact with each other and keep a history of what's going on. So, you know, for coaches that are our PGA instructors, we believe this is a very valuable tool for them and for their students. You know, we have a lot of juniors, collegiates, high schools using our product now as their shot tracking system. And, you know, they all have coaches, instructors, and some of them have multiple, actually. So this system allows for that interaction between the golf instructor and their students. It simplifies what game golf is very much. It creates one dashboard, one location. And then, you know, when the kid or whoever it is or the adult is coming back into the lesson, the instructor just goes on his phone, clicks his name, and he'll see what he's done over the last, you know, whatever the period of time is, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 rounds of golf. Let's see what's been happening. And he can see straight away the trends. He can see that, okay, you know, you're not hitting that many fairways. Your GIR as a result is suffering from that. You know, whatever the case may be, the data, you know, we're designed this thing in such a way that it can be incredibly intuitive and aids in the conversation between the golf instructor, the PGA instructor, and the student, so that a better coaching experience can be delivered. Because often what happens is you go for a lesson, you take a few swings, they look at you and they say, okay, move your foot that way a little bit, you know, your address needs to change slightly. And then they have no cause and effect. They've no know if that has in any way, you know, other than that for 30 minutes or has it actually done anything where it matters, which is on the golf course. Whereas now this tool, you know, this is the tool that's used in between lessons. So now you can see, okay, you know, this is what we worked on the last day. Here's his results or her results. And then back in for another lesson. Now you can have a way more focused lesson. And I think it's tools like this that can really help that whole coach and structure golfer piece, because handicaps have not come down in the last, I don't know, 17, whatever that report that came out a while back, you know, the last 20 years in golf, handicaps have not come down. And I think the reason is a lot of the technology that's out there is for use on the driving range. But the reality is when you go to a golf course, it's a totally different experience. You have one ball, you have one shot.
Yeah.
This dashboard is a way to bridge the gap between coaching and the rounds played and then back in for coaching again. We think it's pretty powerful. If you're a mid to low handicap golfer and you're trying to dial it in and you're trying to, you know, be right every time you take that shot and hit the right distances and go to your intended targets with game golf via stroke skin analysis, where in English we tell you, you know, you need to dial in your 6-iron from 150 yards to reduce 3.2 strokes per round, or being in benchmarks where you can set goals for yourself. You know, I want to hit 7, you know, if I want to become that 80 to 85 or 75 to 80 handicap golfer, I now know that this time going out this weekend, I need to be hitting 7 fairways. I need to be, you know, I need to be definitely no more than 2 putts per hole. You know, if I have maybe just 3 goals like that, you know, for the better handicap golfer, what we're seeing is, again, the data doesn't lie. We're seeing that those collegiate teams or those high school teams or juniors or the Ryan Kreiser Academy, you know, in Texas, these guys, anyone that is kind of mandating that this is used for their juniors or using it with their juniors, that's what they're finding. They're finding that there's kind of different features, different use cases. A lot of parents are getting the technology or getting game golf for their kids that are maybe away in high school and they're on different collegiate programs.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic tool to build a log on and see exactly what your kid did. Yep. You know, how many fairways did he get? And you can actually see around the golf. You can see the course he played. You can see every shot. So it's a great way to keep golfers connected, to help golfers improve. And now with the dashboard, fantastic tool for golf instructors that are there, PGA instructors, to really help manage and deliver a better service by knowing what's happening in between rounds of golf.
You know, we're short on time here, John McGuire, but this system, this Game Golf Live device, was $299, and right now, save 50% right now at $149. But wait a minute. $149 with free shipping. 30-day money-back guarantee. It's a win-win for you. 1-year limited warranty. John, that is an incredible, incredible deal, and everything you talked about is all included in the $149, isn't it?
Everything is in. There's no membership or anything like that. It's 149. It's an incredibly affordable price point. We've had, you know, good economies of scale going on here, so that's why we can do something like that. What you're getting is, I mean, you know, what you're getting is a complete system that you can use, your kids can use, adults can use. It has different value propositions, but ultimately, if you're a golfer, it tracks every single shot that you take, and it gives you the distances on your clubs. It shows you where you're hitting all your shots. You can see that round you just played. And actually, there's a range finder, which we keep kind of forgetting a little bit about, but it's one of the most things that when I golf, I just golfed yesterday, the day before I was testing, a new build that we've coming. And, you know, the range finding capability is fantastic. I have my Apple Watch. When I know some people don't like wearing watches when they golf, but I don't mind them, and plenty more don't either. So I have my Apple Watch. I get my distances. I know what shot it is. And it's all working off the Game Golf app. So it's not just a shot tracker. It actually does, it's as good as a range finder, if not better than anything that's out there today also. So we are really, you know, we are working very hard as a company, as a group of people that are very passionate about this industry, about growing the, everything we do, like all our features. We always ask the question, can this help bring more golfers into the game? Can it help create stickiness with the golfers that are in there, that they don't just start and then they go out at the end of the year? You know, and other industries, cycling, and you know, there's a Strava app out there that others have, in some cases, have figured out how to turn the tide and create a renaissance in the category. And we're trying very hard, you know, working with the PGA, working with golfers, working with people like yourself that love and are passionate about the game, to make sure that this game is here in the next 20, 40 years, because it is an incredible game for children to be growing up in.
John McGuire, thank you so much for coming on Biggs Golf Talk and making an announcement here about the coach's dashboard. And you could get the device at gamegolf.com. One thing I want to mention before we end this interview also, this can be used in tournament play when you're not using the app. It is allowable under the rules of golf with the USGA and RNA. So that's a benefit to you guys as well. $149 free shipping, gamegolf.com. John McGuire, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Thank you all. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much.
Coming up next here on Biggs Golf Talk is your Golf Life Report. We'll be right back right after this.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket. The Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Golf Life has enjoyed filming several golf courses throughout the country. One of our favorite courses to play while visiting Las Vegas is Royal Links Golf Club. Let's learn more about this golf course and why you should add it to your list of must plays.
Royal Links is unique in the sense that it has the 18 best holes of the 11 course rotation for the Open. In order to play these holes, someone has to actually take a trip across the ocean, and yet it's right in the backyard of our locals and our resort play here in Las Vegas.
You get to play 18 of the best British Open holes on the 11 course rotation over there.
It's not desert golf out here, everything's grass. Scottish style, hit it low and run it up.
It's just beautiful. During the day, sometimes there's frost. I mean, it's just, it's nice and crisp and cool. And then the middle of the day, sometimes we get this wind, it gets a little crazy.
Most people really fall in love with this place. They like the fact they can play these holes and don't really have to travel over there to do it.
From the time you pull in, you see this ginormous castle. Castle turned into clubhouse and a pro shop. It's not the regular clubhouse that you would walk into. So coming into this castle clubhouse is amazing. Then heading out to get into your golf cart and heading out onto the golf course, it's not a typical golf course. So the overall experience from the time you walk in to the time you leave is an experience that you and your guests really remember. It's making memories.
One of the neat things I found that I didn't really expect is we'd turn the corner and you'd see the road hole and you have to hit it over the scoreboard, just like at St. Andrews. And that was really neat. The other thing I thought was wild was the bunkers. You know, you see these guys in Europe and they're hitting out of this bunker where it's over their head and you're thinking to yourself, you know, could I make that shot? Well, here you try that exact same shot and when you get it out, it's like, okay, now I know I can do that shot, you know, it's fun.
We get to the first tee, we're greeted by the par mates. We have these two young lovely ladies that came up to us and introduced themselves, and they were our caddies.
The Parmate program is our female caddy program. We have a regular caddy program for our males, and then we have also a female caddy program with our Parmates.
I've had a couple caddies in my day, but these were unique. I think one of the guys tops their shot on the first hole, and immediately she asked if he wanted to put on her skirt.
Parmates are usually, they come out and they help with an entire foursome. They'll ride around on the golf cart with the guests, and then they also will help tend the flag, clean the golf clubs, make sure that the golf balls are cleaned, make sure that the guests have beverages, make sure that they're taken care of as far as food, and then they entertain while they're out there as well with having fun with the guests.
When you start talking to them, they're very knowledgeable. So besides being able to look at them and say, wow, they're beautiful women, you gotta respect the fact that they came out here knowing the game. And to me, that was worth more than anything.
One of the things that really stands out is on number 8 is the postage stamp. And when you get into the bunker on the left-hand side, it's literally over my head. So in order for you to get it out, you really have to open up the club face extremely far and then really get after it behind the ball so the sand blasts it out.
Well, I like number 10, road hole from St. Andrews. We don't have a hotel, of course, but we do have a scoreboard. So depending on where the tee box is on that hole, you may have to hit directly over that scoreboard.
To play a traditional course, a desert golf course, it's really about hitting fairways and greens and making the putts. But at Royal Links, it's about having the challenge of playing shots you've never played before.
I want to come back and dominate the course. That's what I want to do.
Instead of coming to Royal Links and remembering one particular person or one particular shot or the person that welcomed you in the pro shop, we want it to be where the overall experience is something that is so memorable, it brings you back year after year.
It's not the easiest course in Vegas to play, but if you want a challenge, definitely come out and play our track.
Be sure to visit RoyalLinksGolfClub.com to book your tee times when you are in town. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out GolfLife.com or follow us on Facebook.com/GolfLife or on Twitter @GolfLife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk. Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18. You know, Billy, a couple weeks ago, you and I were talking about that Lexi Thompson decision and what happened with Lexi Thompson, and it went all over social media and how bad it, you know, people thought the decision was on what happened to Lexi Thompson. Lexi Thompson, though, with a class act she is, accepted it, moved on, and she has actually just recently talked about the actual spotting of her putt, and the USGA has actually reacted to that as well, and by changing some rules and doing some things to take effect immediately, the USGA and the RNA have issued a new decision on the rules of golf to limit the use of video evidence in the game that starts immediately. The two organizations have also established a working group of LPGA, PGA Tour, and PGA European Tour, Ladies European Tour, and PGA of America representatives to immediately begin a comprehensive review of a broader video issues, including viewer call-ins, which arise in televised competitions. And Billy, you and I have been really open about this call-in thing. For one, I don't think it should be allowed whatsoever. I've been very open about that, been very vocal about that. I know you feel the same. But you know what? We have the rules expert, the USGA, here to talk about what their decision is and maybe talk about this call-in issue. And joining us on the telephone right now is Joe Foley. And Joe, welcome in, or I should say welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk. We just had you on a few weeks ago. Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Really appreciate it. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me back.
This Lexi Thompson issue, you guys have actually reacted pretty positively to it and making some changes, haven't you?
Yeah, so look, I mean, it was certainly an unfortunate situation that took place roughly a month ago, and it was a time during our, feedback process that we were getting tons of feedback on the rules of golf. I know last time we spoke about this kind of unique feedback period that we're in for the next 6 months. And certainly we heard a lot. We heard a lot from the public, both directly to the USGA and also just on social media and around the game. And, yeah, so what we've done is we've essentially expedited a decision on the rules of golf that helps address some of the issues that were brought to the forefront with Lexi Thompson at the Anna Inspiration a few weeks ago. So the decision itself, I'm happy to talk through, but really we're excited about what it does for the game. There's still a lot of open issues that you guys alluded to when you welcomed me to the show. So not everything is going to be solved with this decision, but we think it's a good start.
Absolutely. And anything that you guys are doing, and especially taking the steps that you have taken to limit this, is really a positive thing for golf and a positive thing for the pro players that are on TV all the time and suffer the scrutiny of viewership, you know, calling in violations. But you guys have actually taken a nice approach, and I like the start of this. What have you guys done to limit the video technology that's being used?
Yes, so this is, I mean, you got to the root of the issue here when you first said, you know, the high scrutiny for players who are on TV all the time. Really what this decision does is that it kind of takes the whole field and almost kind of levels off the playing field, in that we don't have as much of a scrutiny, or we're not as concerned with what a player would do on TV versus when they're not on TV. Right now what this does is it kind of levels the playing field. Basically what the decision says is that if there's anything that takes place that would not be discernible through the naked eye, so potentially a player moves his or her ball or does something like grounds his or her club in the hazard in a bunker, if it's not seen with the naked eye, the player has no way of knowing that took place other than video evidence. We're going to say the player is off the hook in that case. And then the other element here is that if the player uses his or her reasonable judgment when replacing the ball, when estimating a location, and they're, you know, in Lexi's case, trying to get the ball back into play, if that takes place and it's later learned that the rule wasn't followed to a T, then what we're going to say, look, the player used his or her reasonable judgment, and we're going to let the player play on. So the root of the issue is that there was much more scrutiny on the players that were on TV, and we think that this takes that away to some extent.
You know, and that's the thing, is when she spotted that ball from a naked eye, and that's the key phrase, I think, right there. You can't see the violation via the naked eye. I mean, you have to really use technology to zoom in and somewhat of a slow motion to see the violation. So I think that's a key thing, is if we can't see it with a naked eye and the golfer is not aware of it, or maybe there's an official in the group that can't see the violation themselves, I think that comes in play right there.
Yeah, that's important. It's important. And we realize there just was an inconsistency here. Now, I will say that this doesn't necessarily absolve a player from ever replacing his or her ball in the right spot again, right? I mean,
right.
We still have an expectation that the player gets the ball back into play and plays from the correct location. But on occasion, it just doesn't happen, and there's no intent involved in the mistake. So let's not go out of our way to penalize the player on that.
Exactly. Now, we all play. Most of us are players. We have, most of us are using a round ball marker. Now, the odds of us getting that ball at the exact point where we picked it up from is kind of hard. Because, you know, when somebody says, can you move your ball over, you know, right 4 inches? Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at a tree. We're looking at a point on the green. We're looking at this from using our putter head. We're moving it across. The odds of us, or the chance of us getting it to the exact location where we had our ball is phenomenal. I can only imagine the odds if they actually survey who puts the ball exactly where they picked it up from marking it. I would love to see the odds of that, because I don't think anybody could actually put the ball exactly where they picked it up from. So I like it. It's, you know, TVs being 4K now, and the way you can blow it up is totally different than when golf and those rules were created. So I like them going back to naked eye.
I think you hit on a good point there, in that, you know, the rules themselves were written years and years ago, and there's a lot of iterations they've gone through. We've changed them numerous times. They go through the 4-year cycle. And you see new decisions all the time. But we're at a point now in the game where the technology is becoming such a more prevalent issue, and it comes with a set of issues that we've just never seen before. And so we recognize, as I said earlier, that this decision doesn't solve some of the issues around a player calling in, or, excuse me, a fan calling in, or you have a player who signs a scorecard, and then the next day, this penalty becomes known. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have talked about how that's an issue, and so we're going to still consider the best solutions for those other issues. But the point here, as you said, is technology changes the nature of the game, and we need to make sure we're thinking about that critically when we make changes to the rules.
And Joe, I consider you a good friend of the show. I consider the USGA a good friend of the show, and, you know, good friends have hard discussions, right? So let's have that discussion right now. Why does the USGA allow call-ins?
So the way the rules are set up now, essentially the rules and the committee that helps conduct the competition and ultimately delivers rulings, the committee is really obligated to act on any evidence that's been provided to them. So really that's the root of the way kind of we run golf competitions across the game. And so what that means is if a referee in the group, a player in the group, perhaps a fan on the hole sees something take place, in an effort to protect the field, that piece of evidence is going to be considered by the committee. Now, the committee doesn't always act on that evidence. And there's times where we get reports where it's not clear that this penalty took place, and so you move on and never hear about it. But this idea of evidence being considered by the committee and all evidence, it does right now extend to someone who's sitting at home watching the golf tournament. And it's certainly not a perfect solution. There's a lot of issues that come along with this, and one of them just being the idea that people think that that's unfair and it's not done in any other sport. That's all fair stuff, but I think that the root of the issue here involves this idea of evidence, and it's just unfortunate that sometimes the evidence is coming from someone who's not directly involved in the tournament, and then the committee is just forced to act on it.
Wouldn't it be fair to say, golfers play in threesomes majority of the time on a pro circuit. Very seldom is it foursomes, but at least there are two people in a group. Wouldn't it be fair to say that I think it would be up to the caddy or the opponent to call the violation on the golfer? And if they don't see it, then so be it.
Yeah, that's certainly one route you could go. I think the hesitation I would have an issue with that is that, you know, look, golf's the kind of sport where we rely on the integrity of the player. And, you know, when that player goes into the woods, for example, or, you know, the player is in a position where the caddy, you know, or the opponent or fellow competitor can't really see the player. I mean, are we going to say the player can kind of do whatever they want or can kind of proceed as they need to? And if the caddy or opponent doesn't see it, then they're off the hook. I mean, really, we want to kind of put the onus on the player. That's how the rules are set up now.
Absolutely.
The problem is, though, I mean, you know, yeah, I say that in one breath, and then the other breath I'm saying, well, if someone at home sees something, they can call in and say that there's an issue. So, look, I mean, golf's just such a unique sport. It's so complex in that, like, there's no other sport where you're self-regulating. You're basically out on the golf course, and you're calling penalties on yourself. And, you know, right now it's not perfect. We know it's not perfect, and that's why we're going to have good, intentional conversations with the tours over the next few weeks and months and hopefully come up with a solution that works for the game.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I think it's a great start.
I do too, and I think it's a terrific start. And I have seen or heard that you guys are providing more officials on the course, especially with the leaders and with the premier groups that are on the course. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and yeah, we do make sure that we have kind of committed resources and bodies to following those groups. But at the same time, we also don't want players to feel like they're being watched all the time, right? Like if a player hits a drive to the right of a hole and heads into the trees, I mean, our referee will stay close by and make sure that they have a general understanding of where the player is and you know what the player is doing. But we're not going to walk into the woods and watch every single thing they do. I mean, that's you know, some people would argue we should do that, but that's really also not the whole point of the game, right? So
yeah,
I would say that there's an increased presence, but we want to make sure that we still kind of uphold this idea of the player.
I got a
player regulating himself.
We all watch golf on TV. I love watching the ladies play golf. I've been to more LPGA events. I've been to more Sumatra tours and stuff like that. They're really open with the fans and stuff like that. But when you have these big events and they're being televised, now we do have our featured groups. So those are the ones that the fans are going to see more on TV. Have you heard complaints from more of the girls, like Lexi, she's under more scrutiny. She's on the TV. Michelle Wee's on TV. Now you have some of these other girls that aren't on TV as much. Do you think it's fair that, you know, we're only going to have access for these TV and these call-ins for the ones that we're watching and the ones that we're not watching? Do you think that's an unfair advantage?
I think I do, yeah, and I think we do as an organization think that it's just not a perfect system to have you know, these groups just in front of our eyes more often, and whether we do it intentionally or not, we just watch the action, watch the golf action, and you know, if we see something, we say something, right? That's just it's part of the deal, but I think that's the kind of the point of this decision, right? We're now saying that if that player who's playing that we're watching closely didn't see it with his or her naked eye, and if she just used her reasonable judgment to do the action she just committed, then you know, in those cases we're actually going to be less inclined to perhaps call them on it. We're not going to maybe call up or have an issue, because the standard is now going to be in place that says, look, without the naked eye and with her reasonable judgment, she's okay. So yeah, I think you bring up a good point, and that's really the purpose behind this decision.
Yep, and like we said earlier, it's a great start. But you know, one question that was asked of me that they wanted to ask of the USGA, and this is in the past, and I think we need to move forward. But I'll ask this question for the person on social media that wanted this asked. They wanted to know, why was the penalty for signing a wrong scorecard invoked on Lexi Thompson when she wasn't aware and nobody was aware that she was actually signing a wrong scorecard at the time?
Yeah, great question. And one of the other considerations we'll have with the working group over the next several weeks is this idea of scorecards, right? Like, why should Lexi be penalized an additional two strokes? And she had no clue that this penalty was committed. I'll give you a little bit of a history on the rule itself. So Several years ago, you know, if this took place even just as soon as 2 years ago, Lexi would have been disqualified from the tournament because the old rule actually required that that scorecard was correct. And even if you found out about a penalty afterwards, if that scorecard wasn't correct,
she's DQ'd.
You know, you're on the hook.
Right.
And you've essentially signed a scorecard that's incorrect and a score that's lower than the score you had. 2 years ago, we came up with this modified rule, and that now it's no longer a disqualification penalty because that's really hard. It's now a two-stroke penalty. Now, a lot of people still can't rationalize that either. It still doesn't make sense, and I get it, right? Like this almost feels like double jeopardy, right? She committed a penalty, we penalize her for that, and then we also penalize her additional two strokes. So we'll consider that going forward. I think that the general reason for that is that you as a player owe it to the field that your scorecard is correct. And so when you sign that scorecard at the end of the day, you're basically saying to the field, look, this is the score I made. And so everything you do tomorrow, and when you think about the strategy you're going to have on the golf course, when you think about where I stand versus you, I'm telling you, this is where I stand. And so the penalty really is for basically not giving the competitors or fellow competitors that correct score. Basically, what she signed the day before, whether she knew it or not, was incorrect. So, look, it's certainly not something that we think is all set in stone. Meaning, we're going to consider whether that two-stroke penalty is worth it because it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But that is the reason behind the rule as it stands today.
Yeah. Joe Foley, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk. Talk about the new rules and the issue with Lexi Thompson and about Collins and stuff like that. I appreciate you sticking in there with me, and we're always going to be friends. And friends have difficult conversations, and Collins is one of those difficult conversations. And you guys are moving in the right direction, and I appreciate you guys. How can people find out more information about the USGA?
Certainly, yeah. Well, once again, love being on, and look forward to continuing the conversation, especially over the next few months here. As I said earlier, are in the middle of a feedback period where we released the proposed new rules in March. We got 4 months to go. We want to hear from people. So anyone that wants to hop on USGA.org to learn more about the new rules, provide their feedback, we'd welcome it. Want to hop on social media, use the hashtag GolfRules2019. Or if you want to give us a call, shoot us an email. We're ready to kind of take any questions and help provide clarity around either the decision that just came out or any rules questions that folks may have. So, once again, love being here and look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Joe Foley, thank you so much, my friend.
Take care.
Hey, Billy, USGA moving in the right direction. It's a start, and that's where, good conversations start is when you have something like this, and it's a good conversation, and, it's a great start for the USGA to adjust
and
put it
fast.
In play, right? Yeah, absolutely did.
Yeah, happened absolutely. Really fast. They didn't sit on it. They see that it's an issue, especially now with these super high definition TVs. It takes away a little bit. And where I was, like, back in the days when they were playing golf in the 1800s, 1900s, they didn't have television crews as micromanaging as it is. It's more like he said, when these players are playing out there, as long as it's realistic, we're trying to put it back, exactly where we picked it up from. So, if it's not blatant, somebody accidentally drops a ball out their pocket, or you see them improve their lie, or we can all see the ball move when we put the club, behind the ball. It's not blatant. I'm glad that they're going in the direction that they're going.
Decision 34-310, limitations on use of video evidence. Two major rules within that: when video evidence reveals things could not reasonably be seen with the naked eye, and when a player has made a reasonable judgment. So there you go. USGA.org is the website to go to. And one more time, thank you to Joe Foley. Billy, Golf Father, we'll see you next week, my friend.
All right, have a wonderful weekend. See you next week.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bullseye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullseyeSports.net. That's BullsEye, the letter I, sports.net. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckett Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.